CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Sinan Chitty of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, helping me to understand the pending election, the critical election in Turkey. President Erdogan standing 21 years in power, standing for another term, challenged by a man who is collectively understood as representing all the opposition parties. Kılıçdaroğlu is a man, a senior political figure who represents the opposition. And the question here is, leading by the polls, 10 points, but at the time of the recovery from the earthquake, if there is such a thing, at the time of very high inflation and economic instability, if there is, if it's not worse. And also the question of Erdogan leading the country for another year, what's he going to do for us? We're already in trouble. So your measure of the election with weeks to go, 10 points, does that demonstrate a general understanding that Erdogan has lived out his usefulness? Is this particular to one issue or another, the earthquake, the economy? What drives this polling, Sinan?
So if it was an anomaly, then I would sort of sit back and say we should be careful. But if you look across the board at all polling carried out in Turkey, the vast majority of polls conducted in Turkey in the last several weeks or months, but let's just say since the earthquake, these newer polls are showing, they all show to be the opposition candidate, Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu, basically, quite handsomely leading Erdogan, across the political domain. And to that end, polls suggest that if there was an election held tomorrow or on May 14, if nothing changes by then, that Erdogan would be defeated in a landslide. Now, this is a general reflection, I think, of the fatigue with which Turkish society feels against Erdogan as being the man to have the answers after 21 years in power, the innovative sort of fresh take on what Turkey needs moving forward into its second centenary as a republic. Turkey will literally be 100 years old on April 23rd. It will be its centenary as a republic. But if you look at from the public sort of landscape, the vast majority of citizens do not believe Erdogan to be, should be continuing to lead Turkey into the future, simply because economically, even before the earthquakes, Turkey was being severely mismanaged by unorthodox economic policies, such as continuing to lower interest rates that drove up essentially high inflation, resulted in depreciation of the Turkish currency, which translated into the loss of the middle class. The earthquake itself has shown how just inept, corrupt, and incapable of disaster management the government is. And it should not be in that position, given its resources and organizational capacity. But it has come extremely short in terms of being able to deliver in terms of governance and management. And this dissatisfaction has translated across the societal sphere. But on top of that, it's just issues of democratic governance. If you just look at, people are fed up with an increasingly authoritarian government that just tells them how to live their life in terms of what they can say, what they can't say, what they can sort of, what social media platforms they can follow, if they can criticize Erdogan. It's becoming increasingly punitive and restrictive as a state. And people are fed up with this. So all things being equal, if there is an election held tomorrow without significant interference or malfeasance by the government, Erdogan will be defeated. But that's a big if. I think what we're on the line of seeing is you have an extremely comfortable Erdogan who's going up for an election in less than 60 days, who doesn't seem too panicked about the fact that he's significantly lagging in the polls, somewhere between 10 to 15 percent point margin. And is extremely calm. He's not very aggressive on the campaign, whereas the opposition seems to have sort of rallied. And there are increasing reports coming out from investigative journalists who are starting to put forward just how the government intends to steal the election. So we don't know if and how this will happen, but there is increasing worry knowing that essentially Erdogan may not be able to win fairly and squarely, but he will do whatever it takes, maybe to hold on to power, directly in contravention to the will of the people at the ballot box. We'll see.
You're reporting he has linked himself to Hudapar, an extremist Kurdish faction. Is it possible under this governance to ban Kurdish voters? Can he do that?
So he has allied himself with a particularly fringe right-wing party that claims to be essentially a Kurdish party of sorts, although, you know, Turkey's mainstream Kurds would rightfully deny that. This party is an extremely, you know, Islamist party that sort of essentially believes in segregation of the sexes, does not believe in fundamental separation of powers. It is an extremely violent organization associated with Turkey's version of Hezbollah, which is quite an, you know, it has no links to his Lebanese sort of name sort of relative, but it does have sympathies with Iran. But Erdogan is up against the fence. He needs as many voters as he can get. Other members in his alliance are not happy with the fact that he's allied himself or brought this little party into his faction. But at some level, he needs to be able to say that I need Kurdish voters. And the mainstream Kurdish vote, if there is such a thing, is not necessarily, or I would say not at all, close to voting for Erdogan for a lot of reasons, mainly, because, you know, not least of all, because he's been extremely punitive against the Kurdish cause in the last several years. So can he ban the Kurdish political movement? Sure, the mainstream sort of Kurdish party does have a pending closure case against it at the country's high court. Whether it goes through before the elections, we don't know. But that will not stop Kurdish voters in the public from voting for the opposition candidate, regardless of whether it's a Kurdish party or not. Right. So right. We'll see.
Yes, we'll see. The big question mark. Turkey, the key to the success of any effort to stabilize the Black Sea is Turkey. The vote is May 14th, as of now. Sinan Chitty of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.